Ex-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is dead. What's that mean for Christians? HIV is coming to the U.S. on purpose. And Bible translators are doing more than printing new translations. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Libyans celebrated in the streets as the death of ex-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was announced. Now that Gaddafi's dead, what will this mean for Christians? President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says Christians need to pray for this nation.
Both in terms of the opportunities that they have to actually establish a much better government there, but there's going to be a lot of tribal concerns and other challenges for them. And also, I think, in terms of opportunities for us as Christian organizations, just to reach out to the people of that country and care for them and show them Christ's love.
Medical Teams has been helping war victims for the last few months. Van der Zalm is optimistic.
The people in Libya are grateful for the support that they have received from Christian organizations, and I think they will respect and provide freedom for those groups. So I really do hope that the amount of persecution ends and that there will be more freedom and space for the church there.
Find Medical Teams on our website to support their work. Next, violent protests over Greece's austerity vote brought her to her knees. The country faces debt default and bankruptcy. AMG International's Fotis Romeo says that morale is down, but there's a gospel opportunity too.
On the other hand, the spirit of believers is up, because we have hope that we want to proclaim to people. We're excited that we see people so interested in spiritual matters.
St. Luke's Hospital has been fighting to keep the doors open because
we have a very big number of patients filling up our beds, because sickness doesn't stop because of the financial crisis. We're trying to have this ministry open, proclaiming some hope to the people, and we are trying to serve their physical needs as well.
It'll be a hard road ahead, but God is sovereign.
Be praying for wisdom, be praying for physical strength, be praying for God's intervention, because we believe that God has full control of this situation. There is no any surprise in heaven.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There's evidence that there's an increasing number of parents in the U.S. who are adopting HIV-positive kids from overseas. Over the last 5 years, the interest in HIV adoptions has risen, due in part from changing U.S. immigration policies and in part to education. Bethany Christian Services is helping with the latter. Sarah Ryder says they've developed 3 webinars, an overview, one on medical issues, and one on psychosocial issues. There are a host of other resources, too, and for more than just adoptive families.
Bethany's desire is that we would be placing kids into informed communities. Not just that their adoptive family is informed, but that their schools are informed, their churches are informed, their local doctor is informed.
In November, there's no excuse not to get informed.
In celebration of National Adoption Month, which is in November, we're offering the overview webinar for free.
Visit our website to learn more and to get free resources. Meanwhile, an Iranian pastor and his wife were able to flee Iran after facing threats for their lives. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the couple wanted desperately to continue their ministry in Iran, but their lives were in grave danger. Both were arrested a year ago for opposing Islam and spreading Christianity. The pastor was only just released. They're now in the Netherlands for safety. Pray for ministry opportunities there. And Bible translators have seen a lot of changes over the last half century as technologies have changed. Teams of Wycliffe Bible translators are not only tasked with providing a written Bible in a heart language, but they're also encouraged to develop a media plan to reach the oral societies. Teams are being trained through partner SIL International to deliver scripture through video, radio, audio players, cell phones, TVs, and the internet. Pray for wisdom and direction for those providing scripture. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering you a One With Them wristband for you and a friend. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers, but it'll also open up conversations with friends. Get your free One With Them wristband, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.